This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with a not irrelevant question. Do you suppose Justice Kennedy, that's Anthony Kennedy of the Supreme Court of the United States, do you suppose he shops online? I ask because he wrote the decision today in a case called South Dakota v. Wayfair, in which, to paraphrase the legalese, you better believe a state can require online retailers to pay sales tax, even though those retailers don't actually have a physical presence in that state. It's a ruling that over time is going to eliminate part of the financial advantage a lot of online-only retailers have had over local brick and mortars. But what about the modern American consumer online evermore, with ever more opportunities to shop and click while we sit or walk or don't do this, drive? Is this ruling going to change how we shop? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
45 states charge a sales tax on consumer purchases. Many local governments do, too. Tax attorney Matt Bach at Dover Dixon Horn in Little Rock, Arkansas, says the Supreme Court's ruling for South Dakota means the days of shopping tax-free from out-of-state online vendors are basically over.
We're really going to be heading to a situation where tax collection by the seller is by far the normal course of business, unless you're just dealing with itty-bitty little specialist sellers.
So, will consumers now start flocking back to local brick-and-mortar stores once online shopping isn't a tax-free option anymore? Analyst David Schick at Consumer Edge Research says not likely.
Consumers are changing behavior because of the way we live our lives, and that's a digital revolution. We still have 24 hours a day. If you're watching videos or on social media and you prefer not to go to stores, that's not going to change at all off of this decision.
Schick says consumers may notice higher prices on some items they buy online.
There will be certain retailers or brands or sites that digitally weren't collecting that and will have to as the states work it out, and they will feel that on a micro level.
But Schick says that whatever price inflation results from new online sales tax collection won't be easy to spot amidst rising prices that are expected from other causes, like trade tensions, energy, and interest rates. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.